So today, y'all, I want to talk about how can you? Okay. It's a question. And we're going to look at a few things that I want to talk about. I want to ask, how can you? It's really supposed to be how can you, but, you know, for the sake of all of the people who like to critique on grammar and those type of things, how can you? So I'm going to start off, and I want you to just drop what you want to ask about how can you in the comments, and I'm going to address it in as much time as we have as we go along. So I'm going to start off. How can you pray for somebody and you don't believe in redemption? That's what I want to start off with. I want you to just drop your how can yous down there. But how can you pray for somebody when you don't believe in redemption? What I mean about that, how can you pray for somebody that if you don't believe that they can change or that your prayer to God can assist them in changing? If you don't believe in coming back, bouncing back, recovering, if you don't believe in none of that for the person that you're praying for, how can you even pray? I mean, I don't get it. And the Lord really was working on me this morning that we oftentimes say we're going to do stuff or tell people we're going to do stuff, and in the back of our mind somewhere, even in our consciousness as well as our subconscious, we don't believe that they're going to change, or we don't believe that things going to change. How can you pray for something if you don't believe in redemption? If you don't believe that it's possible for there to be change? Good morning, Mr. Curtis. Tip, good morning, sis. How can you do it? How can you pray for somebody when you truly have a problem with them? Sometimes we know too much about a situation to truly and effectively pray about it. Okay, I'm going to help you. Make it make sense, little girl. Some of us want to get all the details before we pray. Let me caution you on that. Because sometimes the more we know, the less we depend on God for. Tierra, come here. MJ, good morning. Sometimes the more details we know, the less heart, the less compassion we pray for. Because we are praying about details. We praying about details. We praying on what we know and how we feel about a person versus what we need God to do for that person. I get it. You want to be able to pull into an area and pray for them. But when you pray in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will make intercession for you. And you'll hit a rim where you'll be praying for things that are truly accurate for that person. I don't need all the details. You want to know who, what, where, when, why, and sometimes how. Details can rob you of bias. No. Details can make you biased. That's the word I'm looking for. Details can rob you of being unbiased. Because once you start getting all the details, you may lean one way or the other. I need for you to go to God for me. That's what I need. In any way the Holy Ghost reveal it to you. So how can you pray for somebody you got all the details about? How can you pray for something you got all the details? How can you pray for somebody that you got a problem with, that you got an issue with? Just let me pray. You may jump. Like, you may give me a little bit so you may say, I just need for you to pray for my marriage. That don't mean my marriage bad. And we start getting details, and again, we get robbed of that moment. So how can you? How can you? How can you? There was a question. Let me go back and find it. Sometimes I get carried away. How can you really let your flesh die? You can't let your flesh die. How can you let your flesh die? How can you really? You can't just let it. We're in a battle every day between doing what God wants, what the Spirit wants, and what our flesh wants. So you can't let it die. It's a battle. So it's got to be something that you force. The more you eat right, the more you aim to do right. It's two things ways you can look at this. Because the more you eat right, the less you want to eat wrong. So the more you eat healthy, the less you have a desire or a tendency to have an appetite for what's wrong. So your flesh, you can't just let it die. And I'm pretty sure that I understand what you're saying, but words just grab me, right? So you can't let your flesh die because it don't want to die. It's going to fight. It's going to fight to live. It's going to fight to do what it wants to do. So you can't let it. You have to be intentional about doing the right thing. Like, okay, for example, a lot of times when you talk about this, we talk about lust, truly because we err in the lust of the flesh, lust of our eyes, and the pride of life, right? So I want to use something else other than sex, even though the principle is applicable across all things. Like, your mind has to be so connected with your positive desires that anytime you start yielding towards what your flesh want to do, human nature, that's what flesh is, human nature. What human nature, when you somebody mentioned it in the post about being disciplined about it. I know I shouldn't be eating all the bacon and pork chops and sausages. So human nature, because that's what I have an appetite for. That's what I love. Then I'm gonna get hungry for it. But because I know what I need, what I really need, what's really good for me. See, a lot of times we be tripping. Because we know. It ain't about knowing what's right from wrong. Let's put it like this. What's good for you, not good for you. I think that's a way to look at it, to make it be more appealing to our thoughts and our desire. What you want to happen and what you don't want to happen. What you want to do versus what you know you shouldn't do. And staying committed to that. How can you say that you want to make forward progress and you always doing this? It don't make sense. How can you? How can you always be looking at the past, always be looking to the left, always be looking to the right, when you saying that you're supposed to be having a desire to go in the other direction? Then you cannot complain about not making progress. You hear me? Then you cannot complain about not making progress. That's how it is. So I have to force myself. And it's okay. People say, well, you should be willing. I get it. I should be. But I'm not at the point where I'm willing yet. Some people still fighting for their salvation. They're still fighting for their sanity. They're still fighting for their peace. They're still fighting for their marriage. They're still fighting for their goals and their dreams. You won't know why? Because they ain't got to the point where willing. It's something there that's keeping me from being completely willing. So I got to fight. I got to keep pushing. I got to force myself to not want to give up. I got to force myself to not. That's how you can keep. How can you keep going when you have all of this stuff ahead of you? So for those who are just coming on, we in today of how can you? So if you got a question like, how can I do this? I'm going to drop some nuggets on you, right? So how can you keep going when everything about your life, everything about you, everything, whatever, that you just want to stop? Because you realize on the other side of not quitting, there's something there. So I'm going to get to the point now. I'm going to get to the point now where I don't have to put in too much hard effort to do it. It's just going to happen. You just going to not pick it up one day. Let me tell you, it's going to get to the point when you constantly, it's called muscle memory. You repeat it and you repeat it and you keep doing it. You fight. And listen, you can have withdrawal, get it together, little girl. You can have withdrawals from people just like you have withdrawals from drugs or alcohol or any other addiction. Sometimes we're addicted to people. We're addicted to ideas about things. We're addicted to TV, addicted to food. And until you've said no enough, oh, this about to help all of us in some area. Until you've said no enough, you're going to always have a difficult time saying no. But once you've said no enough, it's willing. I'm sorry. You don't feel no kind of way on the backside of it. No. The more I continue to deny myself of that thing, it'll be easy for me to willingly do it. That's why it's so hard to change and curb your children's behavior sometimes, or even your own behavior. Is because I ain't at the point where I'm willing yet. You got to keep forcing me until I become willing. And there's no reason to keep forcing something when you're not explaining the pros and the cons, you know, the benefits or the negatives, positive and negatives. Because I got to get to the point where sometimes I want to be from forced to do it to being willing to do it. And so that's the kind of approach that I aim to take in this next year of my life, is truly formulating a better way of helping people overcome the things that they're addicted to. Just forcing. No, you can't do it. Well, why not? And what are the pros? Because, listen, I don't care how bad something is. Hear me when I'm talking. I don't care how bad something is. Somebody can find good in it. Find something good about it. Did it make sense? Mar, good morning. Did it make sense? I don't care how bad something is. Any person can find something good out of it. That's bad for you, but it make me feel good. That's wrong, but I ain't hurt nobody. It's only me. So it's a mentality, Shy. It's a mentality as much as it is discipline. How can you see that you ain't making no progress in something? Don't change it. How can you see you ain't getting nowhere and still sticking with it? I'm talking about, you know, we ain't looking at perseverance. Now, there's a difference between perseverance and ignorance. There's a difference between perseverance and ignorance. Some of us using the excuse we persevering and we trying to stick it out and we trying to do this when no, you're being ignorant. There's a difference between perseverance and ignorance. So how can you ignore the fact that ain't nothing happening? You ain't growing. You ain't getting better. You ain't learning nothing. You're not accomplishing anything. You're not achieving. You ain't reaching. You ain't doing this. And you talking about, well, I'm persevering because I'm just trying to persevere. I'm just trying to stick it out. So how can you move from ignorance to perseverance? Right. So when you know that something is not working, well, you know something ain't working, ain't happening, and you're not doing anything to help the situation, that's ignorance. You got to get to the point where you go, like, I'm not ignorant about this. I know it ain't working. I know this ain't going nowhere. I know this ain't hitting on nothing. I know this ain't happening. Now it's time for me to shift over. If it ain't nothing, it ain't always the situation. It's not all, again, you can blame and put it on a lot of people and a lot of things, right? But at some point, you got to get to, I got to make some changes. I have to make some adjustments. This is on me. It's hard to get through and beyond with not loving where you are and being afraid to change. There has to be a place where that same path, same road split. I don't love where I'm at, but I'm scared to change. I don't love where I'm at. I don't like this place I'm in. I don't like this position that I'm in. I don't like this state that I'm in. But I'm scared to do something else. At some point, that road got to split to where, as much as you, again, that love hate thing, as much as you hate what you love, got to investigate how you can get to the point of splitting up and breaking up with that person, place, or thing, or state. State, we're talking about state of mind, state of being. I love him, but I hate him. Some point, got to figure out how to maneuver. Because change is necessary. Change is hard. Change can be scary. Change is necessary. It's going to happen. Especially if you want to split with what's bad for you, you want to get forward, move forward from what's hard for you. That road got to split up. Like, you know what? It's more scary for me to stay in this state. I think this is good. I think what I just heard in my head is good. It's more scary. I would be more afraid to stay somewhere that's smothering me than to step out and move in a direction into the unknown. Because the scary part of where you are is knowing what you're getting every day, over and over again. And when I think about this, oftentimes it always go to relationships. Again, apply it where you need it. But my mind tap into relationships. It's more scary to know what you're staying in with domestic violence, emotional abuse, physical abuse, psychological abuse. It's scary to stay there because you know when you come home, you're going to get A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Or when you're with that person, you're going to get A, B, C, D, E, F, G. To me, but I've never been in a bad relationship. I've seen the worst of it. I've worked many, many, unfortunately, many death cases that were as a result of domestic violence and abuse. So the scary part is staying where you know what you're getting. Staying in a place that you know is toxic, unhealthy, painful, draining, demoralizing, lacking forward progression. That's scary. More scary than moving into where maybe it's a blank canvas. Not moving from one relationship directly into the next without healing and getting better and all that kind of stuff, but to a blank canvas. Like, I don't know what's going to happen when I leave. I don't know what's going to happen when I walk away from this. I don't know. But it's better than me staying and risking serious injury or death. So see things like that. And however you can put that into the pocket of where you may be in your life. You have unlimited possibilities over here. Unlimited possibilities over here. But ain't you already know you at the roof here. Like, this is as far as you can go higher. This is it. So it may mean that you have to launch, start afresh and launch into this whole arena of unlimited capabilities. Yeah. So how can you? This was a day of how can you. So a morning of how can you. So as you go through your day, start thinking, how can I do this? How can I? How can I? And not what I can't do or how I cannot do it. But again, those are just some of the things that we have to ask ourselves. How can you get out of this hump? How can you get out of this space, this place, this mindset? Why do I feel like I just got to know everything about everybody in order to pray for them? I don't. Not when I truly want to pray effectively. Yeah, that's it. When I want to pray effectively, I don't got to get into all of that. I don't need to know all that. Because I don't want my human nature, my flesh, my whatever. I don't want to have to depend on that. Because I may be mad that day, and so I'm praying on details. Because I'm offended. I don't like the other person. I don't like what happened. And now, instead of my prayers being genuine to God about a person, concerning a person, now it's contaminated with details. Now it's tainted with my opinion and my issues, my problems with a person or with a situation. Knowing an area is good. Knowing details, you gotta have all that to pray for folks. If they reach out to you and say, I need you to pray for me, you may be like, okay, in what area? I don't need the details, just in what area, so I can target an area. But honey, when you tapping that thing, woo! When you tapping that thing for real, when you tapping that to true intercession, the Holy Ghost is going to speak it to you or pray for stuff, and you be like, hey, that's it. Need to know all the details. Just give me a little teeny tiny piece of it. Just let me know what area, and then I can target that. But if they don't give you that, just go to God and just open, tap into that and ride. So I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the Morning Shift, to where shift happens. To tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel. Hopefully I said something today to help you shift your morning, or said something this morning to help shift your day. So let's go into the day wide open. Let's go into the day focused, driven, positive, and the one thing that just gonna play in my mind throughout my day is this. If I know I ain't getting nowhere here, I cannot be afraid to look further. This for you. This is for you. If you know that you ain't getting nowhere here, like where you are right now, doing what you're doing, that workplace, that whatever. If you know you are not getting where you need to be or whatever, don't be afraid to look further. Don't be afraid to launch out. Don't be afraid to launch out. That's it, Christina. Don't be afraid to look further. Don't be afraid to do it.